Welcome back. Well, despite MTN facing headwinds in Nigeria, continued growth in the region has helped cushion the company from slowing growth in its domestic market, where earnings were hit by a Cell C write-down and the loss of close to 2 million subscribers. Overall, adjusted headline earnings grew 12% and a dividend of R1.95 has been declared, reflecting an increase of over 11%. Rob Shooter, who's Group CEO of MTN, joins us now to discuss the kind of pressure it's facing in South Africa and how it's being offset. Thanks so much, Rob, for your time. So as I say, the group achieving a 12% rise in headline earnings per share on the back of revenue growth with subscriber growth of 7.7 million in the first 6 months. But if we hone in on South Africa, you're actually shedding subscribers. Is it safe to say that not all segments of the business are firing on all cylinders at this stage?
Yeah, I think it is fair to say that. Certainly MTN South Africa has come a long way over the last few years. The network's much better, customer experience is better with the leading NPS. The parts of the business that are more challenged, I think firstly the consumer prepaid business. You know, we know the South African consumer's under a lot of pressure. At the same time, we reduced a lot our data pricing, implemented the new regulations. So, you know, that's a part of the business that's going to need a few quarters to recover. And then we are midway through our enterprise turnaround, so it's looking certainly better than it was, but we haven't yet got it returned to growth, so that's going to need quite some work. On the subscriber numbers, you know, it's really more that we had a promotion, this so-called 1 gig offer. Many customers were, you know, just taking the SIM, using the data, and then not using the SIM anymore. So basically, a lot of those SIMs just went dormant, and that's why you see such a big number in the subscriber numbers in the first half.
Rob, where consumers are clearly then, after bang for their buck in a constrained environment, how much ammunition do you have in your arsenal on the pricing front to start winning over subscribers? Because you talk about a reduced out-of-bundle tariff rate that's already starting to impact negatively on the business.
Yeah, you know, I think what our vision for MTN South Africa is that it's a strong challenger to, you know, to the largest operator. And so to attract customers across and to keep them, we really need a few things. We need a great network, and we've scored, you know, best network scores in at least the last 12 to 18 months. We need a great customer experience. That's why we're pleased that the NPS leadership is in place, although we certainly admit there's still a lot of work to be done on the customer experience front, as many of my friends and colleagues still tell me. And we need to make sure that the offerings, the tariffs, the rate plans are competitive. And I think broadly speaking, all three of those are now in place. And that's why we're seeing growth in the consumer postpaid business. And there's no reason why we can't also compete more effectively in time in prepaid.
Yeah. You talk about growth that you're seeing on your contract customer side of things, but it comes hand in hand with stricter vetting rules, in your postpaid business as you target a reduction in credit risk on your balance sheet, Rob. How many contract customers are you having to turn down in a very distressed economy? I mean, what's that approval rate looking like? Because one wonders if the resilience you're seeing there, growing service revenue by 7% year on year, is in fact sustainable.
Yeah, the tightening of the credit criteria has not had a major impact. We still have approval rates, well up above 70%. In the world of risk, you know, always talk about deciles, and what we've tried to do is in the more riskier deciles to say that we really would rather bring those customers in on, you know, SIM-only products, because then if they do run into difficulties, it's much more manageable. The real danger in consumer prepaid is when you've brought people in with expensive handsets and then they get just a few months in and they struggle to make their repayments. So, you know, you've seen some slowdown in the kind of products that we're selling with handsets. But actually many customers now are deciding to keep their handsets for a couple of years longer. And then they just take what's called a SIM-only product, and that part of the business is still doing really well.
Yeah, Rob, as you navigate it all, you're having to deal with some bad debt as well from Cell C. Cell C falling behind on payments to MTN for using its network to the tune of 393 million rand. You've written off 211 million, so only part of the amount that you're owed. Are you confident that you're going to be able to recover the rest?
Yeah, so I think the issue there is, I think we all know that Cell C has had some cash flow issues, and they've fallen behind in some of the payments that they owe to MTN. And it's really the accounting standards that say, that if the company is a bit behind on its payments, then not only did you make some provisions for the stuff that you've already raised, but actually the last few invoices we didn't actually accrue into the income statement. So the 390 million that you speak of are invoices we've issued to Cell C. We provided the service, and we simply haven't brought them onto the income statement. And we still believe in the fullness of time, Cell C will get itself back into a stable situation and will make those payments. So we're certainly not regarding them as sort of bad debts. It's just taking a conservative accounting approach.
And no regrets on onboarding them from Vodacom?
No, none at all. Cell C has been a roaming partner of ours since October last year. We've provided services all the way since then. It's only the last couple of months that they've had their challenges. So, we've generated, I think, good returns over that period. I'm sure they will get themselves back on their feet, as I said.
Yeah.
And they are a significantly larger roaming partner than Telkom. So net-net, I think, has still been a good deal for us.
Rob, talking one-offs or potential one-offs, of course, I want to take a look at some of your African markets, because while Nigeria and Ghana's revenue growth shows why, these markets are still worth it, and perhaps more so than South Africa right now, I want to take a look at how much better it's become doing business on that end post the listing of MTN Nigeria on the Nigerian Stock Exchange, because MTN is still struggling to resolve a $2.2 billion tax claim in the Nigerian market.
I think, the Nigerian market is complex. MTN has been in Nigeria for 18 years, and I think we've built a good business, and we've built a business that's servicing now more than 60 million Nigerians. We think the listing is very positive. It obviously was, just now in May, so it's relatively new news. We have MTN Nigeria owned more than 20% already by Nigerians, and once we get through some of the other issues, we fully intend to broaden the ownership of Nigerians in the business. I think in terms of resolving issues, all the issues we've had have all been different. We had issues around subscriber registration 2015. We resolved that with the regulator. We had issues with the central bank that we resolved last year. And the tax issue, interestingly enough, is not actually a dispute with the tax authorities themselves.
Yeah.
The equivalent of SARS in Nigeria is Federal Inland Revenue Service, and there, we're fully up to date. So it's quite a strange situation where the Attorney General is alleging that we have not paid all the taxes we should have paid. And we firmly believe we have, and we believe we'll prevail in the fullness of time.
Well, Rob, we'll be watching developments there as they unfold. Thanks so much for having joined us this evening. Rob Shooter is, of course, Group CEO of MTN.